Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 21st, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about deflation.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Deflation chirwaizvo kuti mitengo haisi kuchapira mitengo yayo kutoterera nenyaya yekuti zvinhu zvakadzika chaizvo saka deflation inokonzerwa nokuti panenge pasina kudziya kunenge kuchiitika munyika kana tikaenzanisa tikatora muenzaniso wekudziya munoona kuti kana paine zviri kuitika munyika zvinoita kuti upfumi hwenyika hunge uchidziya zvobatwa manje neinflation inenge tiratidza kuti zvinhu zviri kukwira kana pasina kukwira kwezvinhu sezvataakuona iko zvino zvinotireva kuti hapana zvakanyanya kuwanda zviri kuitika the opposite of an inflation what happens is that the aggregate demand in the economy has reached such a low level that there are so many commodities like we see now the difference with where we are and where we were in 2008 where we didn't have goods in the economy but this time around the shops are full of goods but the purchasing power is not there
into the akhwela mbijana ngasikhangela inflation zabona ukuthi ukhwela kwayo ufanyelwa indaba yentengo ezikhwelayo lapha eZimbabwe so kuyinto ethengisa ukuthi i-economy yethu ilodoko mbijana ngoba amaphezu nxa ekhwela njengendlela leyo uyabe ulodoko.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about deflation.
Some economists say Zimbabwe recorded deflation in February after the Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency, or ZIMSTAT, released data showing that year-on-year inflation for February was very much lower than January's 0.41% inflation rate.
This clearly points to a struggling economy and a sign that the much-heralded economic blueprint, ZIMSTAT, is not a magic bullet.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, point.
Wonguka hama dzadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nenyaya yemamiriro yakaita mitengo yezvinhu nekuti dzimwe nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dziri kuti Zimbabwe yaenda kuya kunonzi kudeflation nekuti tichitarisa mamiriro akaita mitengo yezvinhu muna ndira zviri kunzi yakaenda yeku minus 0.49%. Kana nyaya dzeinflation takutaura richitaura nekuti yakuenda kunana minus zvinenge zvakureva kuti yapinda muya matinoti mudeflation zviri kuitika ndezvekuti zvinhu zvirimo muzvitoro asi vanhu vari kutenga hapana nekudaro zvinopedzisira zvoita kuti mitengo ingoramba ichidzika asi pasina vanhu vanenge vachitenga zvinhu zvacho izvozvo zvinenge zviri muzvitoro nekudaro zvinozokonzerawo matambudziko makukutu kumabhizimisi akawanda anozopedzisira ovharwa Gibbs.
Yeah, we bega kahle ke indaba yethu Blessing Zulu kana indaba lingalichona njani lapha khona ngemakhaya khona ngapho thina ngapha lati hayi lo Blessing siyaphila sibulwa kwamagama ye udaba ekudwini njengoba uBlessing esitsho sikhangela lokho kuthiwa yi-deflation nxa sikhuluma nge-deflation sitsho ukuthi kona abantu bakhona ye kodwa abayenelisi ukuthi bethenge impahla etshiyeneyo lokhu ngaba sitsho ukuthi impahla ezingaba khona zingabe zidula abantu le mali bengayitholi so nxa ukuthi ungasatholakali konke lokhu umkhono welizwe kumbe ngithi umnotho welizwe kawuthuthuki ngemfanelo sibonile kakhulu ke-Blessing ukuthi umnotho weZimbabwe kungani uyaphansi awuyiphezulu akukhuphuki uhlala ungazani uyaphansi uyatshona so lokhu kungabe kungokunye okwenza ukuthi kube njalo ye so zulukazi yaba sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu ye nasinombolo 001 202 0891 619 2077. Lifone kanye siyalifonela khona ngapho. Yes, time for it.
And do we have a guest lined up? Who did you have?
I think we've got our first guest, and the first guest is Mr. Bulisani Ncube, who is a Bulawayo-based businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Ncube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Now, Mr. Ncube, some economists are talking about deflation since we saw that figures released by the Zimbabwe Statistical Agency show that when we talk about the inflation, it was minus 0.49%. What is happening with goods in the supermarkets?
There are quite a number of issues which you can actually relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, it's a sign of a sick economy.
Mm-hmm.
There being various other issues which we may cause that. Probably you talk of from a blower point of view,
mm-hmm.
you realize that there has been a complaint of closing of companies.
Mm-hmm.
And if companies are closing, what does it mean? It basically means that fewer and fewer people are employed.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that have, what impact does it have in an economy? It means that fewer and fewer people are then able to buy goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
If fewer and fewer people are able to buy goods and services, what it means is that the goods will be there in the supermarkets, but with no, very few takers, and that causes a lot of problems. That's, mm-hmm. that's one area which you can look. One other area which you can actually look at is that some of us have always said we have got a serious pricing model in this country, in the sense that our prices are above normal.
Mm-hmm.
Some people go to an extent of saying we are basically abusing the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I've never been to the U.S., but my understanding is that bread is less than a dollar in the U.S. I'm not very sure, but mm-hmm. in this country, bread is a dollar, and that tells you it is expensive. And then if you then look at the cost of bread being a dollar and the number of people, how many people do they get a dollar per day to be able to buy bread? The number is fewer. And what does that mean? It means there is no buying power in the economy. And there is no buying power in the economy, you don't expect anything but a decline in the economy. That's basically some of the reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One would want to say, okay, our locally manufactured goods are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would like to believe, yes, they are expensive. There are quite a number, again, of reasons why they are expensive. One, you then check your equipment which is used to produce those goods and services is old. Old equipment means it is expensive to produce goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
You need latest machinery so that you are then able to produce it. I'll give you an example. If you go to across the road, across the border in South Africa, your 2-liter Coca-Cola
mm-hmm.
costs between 12 to 15 rand.
Mm-hmm.
The same 2-liter Coca-Cola in Zimbabwe costs $2.50, which is about slightly more than 25 rand.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you there is a problem. That kind of price, you can't even where they believe is expensive in garages, 24-hour garages. It would mm-hmm. be about 20 rand. So ours is even more expensive than the most expensive Coca-Cola you can find in their most expensive places. So that tells you there is a problem somewhere. And that is the problem we're having. So we've got a whole host of things which are causing these things. But the truth of the matter is that there are fewer people who are then able to buy the goods and services. And our production costs are high.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even made worse by the fact that you go to these other institutions, the parasitals,
mm-hmm.
where you then have 2-3 people earning a lot of money and the rest of the people earning very little, and they are not able to draw their salaries. There are quite a number of companies where you find that they are 3-4 months in arrears in terms of salary payment. That is, again, a sign of a very, very sick economy, which causes this kind of a decline in terms of the buying power of individuals.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ncube, and please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about deflation, because some economists are arguing that Zimbabwe is now at that level. Tinengwe Mtereri Gibbs, tinamkoma kuda kwashe ku South Africa. Magadi mkoma kuda kwashe. Mukoma kuda kwashe? Makadi mukoma kuda kwashe? Nare amukoma kuda kwashe inenge iri kuti netsei tichaedza kufonera zvakare mukoma kuda kwashe. Gibbs?
Yes, ngasingabwela kuwe baba Ncube. Singati kiona kukhona okungenziwa ngesiphangiphangi yini ukuthi kona oku esikhuluma ngakho kulungiswe. Kungenziwani khonapho?
Sokumqonga kathesi yikuthi kube lokubamba ndawonye phakathi kwamabhizinisi azimele wodwa lohulumende. Okokuqala, amabhizinisi avume ukuthi kule nkinga, angavuma-ke ukuthi kule nkinga mese sithi iqedwa njani inkinga. Lohulumende laye avume ukuthi kule nkinga kubanjiswane ukuthi inkinga le iphele, ngoba kule nkinga nxa kulokuthi kuloku ngoba nxa abantu bengasebenzi imali ayizozibe khona ezandleni zabantu. Singazama sonke ukuthi sethengisa amatamatisi, kanti ozathenga ngubani? Ngoba kumele kube lomunye osebenzayo endust abuye azothenga amatamatisi. So abantu abaningi kumele basebenze abathengisa amatamatisi, thina esithengisa amatamatisi sibe balutshwane ukuze ibhizinisi ihambe. So kulokhu sokumele sivume uhulumende afake ama-policies aseva ukuthi ibhizinisi zivuke, afake ama-incentive aza kwenza laba bale mali zabo abangaphandle kwelizwe babuye bazoyifaka imali elizweni. Ngoba kathesi okunye ongakubona yikuthi even bona ama-companies akhona kusuka kube nzimali ukuthi bathole imali yokuthi baqhubekisele amabhizinisi sakuphazule ngoba kayikho. Kodwa-ke kungatholakala ama-policies aza kwenza ukuthi lokhu kuthiwa ngama-foreign investors babuye bazofaka imali yabo, ngoba labana abazabe le mali bazakwanelisa ukuletha imitshina eyalezi nsuku eyenza kube lula ukuthi kuproduce izinto. Ukuthi emafemu lapho sokugcwele khona amatshintsha, ngoba kathi esemafemu ikakhulu kobulawa lapho kwakula mafemu khona i-Belmond langaphingaphi le-Kelvin kulama-church okutshengisayo ukuthi akufuna production which is taking place. So kumele sizame ngayo yonke indlela ukubisa i-foreign investment, uhulumende esebenza la mabhizinisi akhona apha kuleli again ubenze bafake amapolisi aza kwenza ukuthi umnotho welizwe uphakame. Izimaset ikhona kodwa ifuna imali, and uhulumende kumele naye aginye afake eceleni ukuzigqada lalokhu kuye kulaba bale mali, kukhulunywe nabo balethe imali elizweni, ngoba zonke zimali ingangena ngelizweni akula nto esizayenza.
Siyakuze ubambe kakhulu, ubambe khonapho Ncube ungayikhatshana.
Regaiti yedze mwe mtereri ndawuwe. Good evening and how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm doing great and thanks for joining us. Now what is your take on this problem in Zimbabwe that prices continue to go down? Food is available in the shops, but no one is buying.
Yeah, the problem is the incomes being paid to employees in Zimbabwe is so low. And actually, Zimbabwe, the economy of Zimbabwe, there are a lot of changes that have taken place between 1998 up to today. Zimbabwe has become some sort of depending much on South Africa. We've changed from a manufacturing economy to a consumer economy that just consumes goods manufactured elsewhere. So we are experiencing the problem that Zimbabweans, many Zimbabweans, they flocked to South Africa. So they've been working in South Africa, and South Africa has become so dominant. We are now like a South African state or a province of South Africa. it's difficult for Zimbabwe's manufacturing sector to actually rise. I don't expect the manufacturing sector to rise within the next short term.
But
it's going to take a lot of time for Zimbabweans to actually be able to manufacture, because a lot of things have changed. For example, I can give you, if you see the type of bus of being manufactured in South Africa, it's much bigger as compared to the bus of being manufactured by
Zimbabwe.
It doesn't make any reasonable sense for a rational consumer to buy such a bus of, because it's so small.
And so, with, you can wrap up.
Okay. The issue of income, actually, there is no money in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Because the money we have, it's not our money. It's flowing back to those who are supplying. Where we are importing money, that's where the money is.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are just consuming. So the money is not circulating in Zimbabwe. So the circle has just become so big outside of Zimbabwe to where we are importing. So I don't expect Zimbabwe's liquidity situation to improve as long as we are importing.
Thank you so much, Ndawe, for your contribution. Brilliant one for that.
Very good analysis, yeah.
Go on.
This one again. Ndomlumzana uTapiyo Ncube, blessing. Ecingweni lapha. Baba Ncube, utshona njani?
Ngisathola Sweden.
Ye, ukuphi lapha Ncube?
Hayi, ngiseJohannesburg.
Ye, kunjani eJohannesburg?
Hayi, kuhle nje, akulali uthole.
Ye, phosela kho baba.
Akulali uthole.
Phosela kho baba.
Yebo.
Yes, sikulalele baba. Ye, phosela lakho sibili kolapha. Ngasikhuluma ngakho ukuthi kukhanya kuyahlupha abantu abayenelisi ukuthenga impahla eZimbabwe.
Ye, akona akwenelisi ukuthenga impahla ngale ngoba izinto imali yangale mouse yathenga ngayo idola. Uphethe irandi manje imali yakho baye siyathosha ithosha ithosha igcina ungasela mali. Ngifisa nje ukuthi imali be kube nemali evele eqondane nelizwe kuphela wami.
Ye, lapha utsho iZimbabwe dollar kumbe utsho yiphi?
Ya, izimali yeZimbabwe kumele nemali yelizwe layo kuphela.
Kodwa ubona ngani kungenzakala khonokho? Usakhumbula ukuthi iZimbabwe dollar yahamba njani?
Ye, ngiyakwazi lokho kungenzeka lokuthi kube nemali eZimbabwe.
Ye, kodwa kungathatha isikhathi esinganani kwenzakale khonokho?
Noma ungathatha isikhathi kodwa kufanele ukuthi kube nemali eZimbabwe, kungasisebenzisa imali yakwamanye amazwe.
Yebo phela.
Yebo.
Hayi, sibongele kakhulu umnumzana Ncube khona ngapho-ke eJohannesburg. Kube le mpela viki en. Ye, qhubeka baba.
Hallo baba.
Ngilalele baba. Ye, ngilalele.
Usho ukuthi kukhona lokho ebengikuzwa lapha kukhulunywa ngenduna ezofakwa laphaya nezogcotshwa.
Ye, okwenduna, ngicela ukukhuluma lawe singaphuma emoyeni kade siza kufonela.
Alright.
Ye, zakuthinta. Ngibongela kakhulu. Ye, blessing.
Do you have another?
Yeah, yeah, photo.
Okay, yeah. You can.
Ngilomlumzana unduna moyo eBotswana. Baba moyo ungawutshona njani? Nduna moyo uyangizwa?
Kubani madinga moyo?
Yeah, baba moyo utshona njani?
Sijonile ngathi gift.
Yeah, akujoke ukuthi kuyehlulani kanti ukuthi abantu bethenge impahla kwele Zimbabwe.
Ah, bambu ngathenga impahla but this ungasinge nje ayithenga ngani nje. Ngoba into ethenga imali nje. Naleyo mali noma ngabo uyasebenza ayikwanisi noma ikuthi uthenge noma nokumqamela enyana kwempuphu kuhle kusalela ungathenganga ngitsho nayisepe ukuwatcha nesona leso sigabo naso. Ungakuthenga ngani nje ngelekisi.
Ye, so ke nxa abantu bengenelisi ukuthenga pho baphila njani? Akusitshele moyo sibili ukuthi nxa ilanga liphuma lisiyatshona umuntu uyabe ethenge njani, ethenge ngani futhi?
Kuthi gift thina lapha eZimbabwe sokusebenzisa ukuthiwa ukhona osebamba umntanakho wafake endizeni noma sebebamba umthi wafake endizeni.
Ye bantu.
Ngendlela ongakhangela ngayo impilo ongayiphila nje. Usizibone ngitsho nomntwana omncane khona lokhu esithi ngo-grade zero kwethu. Engafika nje mhlawumbe umakhelwane athi mtenisele kwengekethunyana abantu bantwana abalele bengadlala. Yikho kuhle kumphendule nokuthi awu kambe uzibani mama noma baba mama njengoba ma umitsha uzibani ubala umlingani wakhe abangena bonke i-grade zero. Kuthi manje yena uyalala edleni.
Ye madoda.
Ukuhlephunelana ikhanda lempethe ngisi.
Ngabe siwaba ngaphila ngakhona kusibili?
Ye, yikho siphila ngabo thina eZimbabwe. Kanti ukuthi noma kuthiwa izinto ziyadura kithi ngitsho bona lapha endaweni zakithi angazi noma ngizanethi intengo ziyayehla ma ngilale lapha. Bona lapha nje kithi lapha emawulidi lapha ungangena esitolo impuphu yakhona yaflathela ungalala uthezi yayiflathela. Izitolo zesefilaze lapha ezitolo zakithi la ungaza kuthiwa mhlawumbe sithelele amajele abanikazi bezimali sebezifuna. Yeah.
So abantu sebephila ngezikweleti.
Ubona umntwana eseyatha ukuthi uhambe ekhaya uthembise nento ongalayo. Into esiphila ngayo kuphela khona la.
Ha, siyakuzwa baba moyo kodwa hayi sisethemba ukuthi ngelilanga kuzaba ngcono baba.
Hayi, ilanga lakhona silazi nelo kuyazi imlimi kuphela futhi kishi.
Ehhe.
Nathi ngabantu asingeke sibe lazi lelo la. Kodwa yena uNkulunkulu nguye okwazi ukuthi iliphi ilanga lakhona esingaphila ngcono.
Hayi
manibonge
Chris. Hayi kunjalo umuntu omdala siyabonga kakhulu baba moyo ungadinwa lokusasa. Yes, sibonga kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga ke.
Yeah. Yes.
And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about deflation because the Zimbabwe National Statistical Agency released figures that show that the inflation had gone to minus 0.49% last month, and economists say this is a sign that we are already in the dreaded deflation, and this of course is a vicious spiral effect. It will lead to more and more people being retrenched because businesses cannot operate when prices continue to go down. Goods are available, but no one is buying. And of course, this can take decades. If we look at what happened in Japan from 1990 to 2006, when there was a deflation, it was really a big problem for Japan. So the government has to make sure that it addresses this issue quickly. Otherwise, the economy will continue to suffer. Gibbs.
Yeah, mbona zvati mlomlaleli konapo ngave sitini.
Tina sekuru varumbi kugokwe, makadi sekuru varumbi.
Eh kungani o producer bathu sekuru varumbi.
Anga avaringe va sipo. Vafunga rumbi ha kuchema.
Yeah, ati kurumbi sevisevise. Sekano kubona sekuru wake. Yes, bona ke umnumzana usiziba ose South Africa. Baba Siziba kunjani khona ngapha South?
Ngiyaphila baba kunjani wena?
Hayi impilo ungapuka ngkhona kona.
Na ngise Durban.
Oh kunjani eDurban?
Hayi kuyachisa nje namhlanje.
Ye usesigodlweni esikhulu phela.
Ikancane.
Ye akuphosela kho baba.
Ah engakutsho nje ukuthi izwe lakithi lehlelwa nje ifele imnyama lelo lokho ligubuzele kodwa ukuthi lizophuma nini lelo fu akwazakali. Ngoba ngendlela into ezimi ngayo ekhaya kunzima kakhulu. Even lapha singaze sisuke siphethe amarandi nje ma ufika khona kuphepha kungani awuphethe lutho ungana uphethe imali. Nge-2 days nje uyabo usuyiqedile imali ingasekho. Ngeyinhlupho ezikhona ekhaya lapha. Ngoba laba abantu abalandaba labantu abalendaba lakho izisu zabo kuphela. Ukuthi ezabo izisu ziyasutha ezabanye nakaze alale engadlile engasebenzi engatholi lutho kuright kubo kuphela yaba so ukuthi nje ilizwe lehlelwa nje ifele imnyama lelo fele imnyama ukuthi liyosuka nini akula muntu okwazi uzolamula yena umadala umdali uyozolamula lapho yabo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu kodwa nxa sikhangele intengo zeZimbabwe asihambelani yini le Zimbabwe dola yakudala le?
Cha, aziphezulu kakhulu ke zambane. Ngoba ungakompeya ukudla nje, into okuthiwa yikudla, ukompeya okwekhaya, nxa ulapha nangale ekhaya. Into efanayo lapha nangale, uthola ukuthi ngale kubiza kakhulu kulalana.
Yabona.
So ungazi ukuthi ukuphethe lapho ukuthengile kodwa nxa usufika eborder futhi baphinde bakucharge more imali ngoba bese labana abantu bajayela ukudla ngabanye abantu yaba abalandaba lokuthi umuntu ulambile kumbe usuthi bona bakufunayo ngezabo izisu ukuthi zigcwale kuphela. yabona.
So singathi ke sisiba ukudubeka kuyaphambili.
Omunye umuntu nje abalandaba laye abambukela nje phansi. Labantu nje kumele bahlakaniphe abantu bekhaya yabona. Sokuyisikhathi eside kakhulu abantu lokho bevale amehlo befakwa ama blinkers. Kumele bavule amehlo babone ngoba kanti sakulandasi like kobulawayo. Akula even one, maybe there are 2-3 industries sebenzayo.
Hayi esiziba baba sibongile kakhulu sibili ukuthi ungena ehlelweni uhlala usifonela phela ukuthi la ungena kunhlelo eziningi.
Ngihlala ngifona impela inhlelo eziningi ziyangikhutha ngokuthi ifoni kwesinye isikhathi yehluleka lokungena ngizama isikhathi esiningi lezi ngihlala ngifona.
Hawu namhlanje ubhekwe inkosi sibongile kakhulu usizibe.
Lami ngiyabonga.
Sibongile kakhulu.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about deflation. This is because the government statistical agencies released data on Tuesday, which shows that the economy is not looking good. The numbers in terms of the inflation figures was minus 0.49%, which many economists say we have now reached the dreaded deflation, where prices continue to fall and there is no buying power. And as a result, if this is not addressed, it might actually lead to a depression of the economy. Normally, Gibbs, what the government could do, functional ones, that is, they could or they can inject a lot of cash into the economy and also induce prices to be increased. But unfortunately, there's no cash in Zimbabwe. The government is cash strapped, and as a result, to try and address the situation is going to be really, really problematic.
Now, when you look at economies like the USA, we know that there was a stimulation package that was actually provided by the government. And at the same time, the Reserve Bank actually lowered the interest rates. All those are measures that can be done, Blessing, to actually control an economy that is spiraling out of control.
Indeed. Let's also read a bit on what people are saying on WhatsApp, Gibbs. First, we have Daniel who says, who wants to eat hay when meat is available? Then we have Farai who says that shows the unbalanced level of competition. The only way to solve this problem is to offer lower prices than the imported goods. Clifford says they must garnish the cheap goods at the border posts or to impose import duty. Njabulo says, I'm worried about the quality of the Zimbabwean locally produced goods. Maybe that's why Zimbabweans are venturing more into imports. Nelson says locally made goods are expensive and genuine, but the dollarization also is being abused. One cannot afford to buy locally manufactured goods. Our government talks all these problems, but it does not have any solution. They should go back to the drawing board to see if there is a touch. Then Admire says, this is true for some products. Even for those buying locally, imported brands are cheaper than the locally produced ones. Munashe says, businessmen in Zimbabwe want quick returns, normally leading to overpricing. Let's end there. I think we'll continue to read some of the messages that we are actually getting from our listeners. Tinababa Rumbi, Seguruva Rumbi, and Rauti Murambe Makabata, a new Parunari, Ticha Zoka Kwamuri, Seguruva Rumbi, and also Mr. Ngube, please do stay on the line. We just want to take this opportunity to thank our radio listeners. But as you know by now, you can quickly go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk, where we are actually streaming live. Gibbs.
Yeah, abafuna ukungena ke uthi bakhangela ku internet www.voandebele.com njalo www.voashona.com. The Voice of America.